just want to leave that playing the entire time.
Sounds good to me.
That sounds fantastic to me. Hi, folks. It is Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ish.
Ish. A little bit after. That's funny. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. Welcome to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And look, it's just still playing.
It is. I think we should just keep this in the background.
I don't
the
even
whole
think
time.
We need to be here. We could just play this, and I think all would be fine.
We have found our music.
No, we have it. Well, we have. But I went nuts on iTunes a little earlier and downloaded all this different karaoke music for us to play. So every week it's just going to be something different, something ultra entertaining, and we'll just leave it there.
That's beautiful.
How are you?
I am so good.
Happy Wednesday night.
Happy Wednesday.
I'm all fired up.
What is going on with Ken?
No
Ken is hyper. Ken is like bouncing around the studio.
I'm totally
Someone
hyper.
Gave Ken coffee.
No, I've never. Have we talked about this? No. I've never tasted coffee in my entire life.
I can't even translate the look I've
I'm
giving you.
I've never tasted it in my entire life. There you go. So we have so much to talk about tonight. I don't even know where to start. We have a fantastic guest, Sean Hollenbach, who's a New York City stand-up comic. Well, I don't know that he's... You're just waving your hands at me because I'm so hyper.
No, because you've never had coffee.
Oh, you're still on that. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I've never had coffee. I don't need it.
I know.
Our show is a natural caffeine high.
It sure is.
For all the people out there. So Sean Hollenbach is going to be calling in a little later. And Sean Hollenbach gave us a playlist.
Did he?
And if my laughter is any indication, we'll get to his playlist in a little bit.
Well, I heard we had one song we can't play at all.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that though later.
It's not 10 o'clock yet. So we're not
Is that the rule?
Yeah.
I love that you read the handbook.
Oh, I so read the handbook.
I didn't read the handbook.
Okay, well, I'll reel you in.
Okay. What happens after 10?
We turn into pumpkins, and we can curse.
Oh, so no cussing
before 10. You can say all sorts
10,
of things. Well, we can
now.
Curse with certain curses now, okay. But all the good ones are reserved for after 10 p.m. when the kiddies are in bed.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, well, whatever. Hey, there's some news.
There's news.
There's so much gay news out there. I was just on a frenzy.
All right, bring it on.
Okay, so do you want the gay wildlife story, or do you want the gay mortgage crisis story?
Well, they're all just fabulous. Bring it on.
Well,
I want the wildlife.
You want the wildlife?
Yeah.
So there are these penguins.
Okay.
And they're gay.
Are they fabulous?
I think that they are fabulous, and I'll tell you why.
Well, they're wearing tuxedos. Come on now.
I'm entertained by everything tonight. You could just hold up your hand, and I'm just going to be laughing.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a pair of gay penguins in a Chinese zoo, and they've been given their own eggs to raise. It's two male penguins. I know.
Gay adoption and penguins. That's fabulous.
And according to the zookeepers at this Chinese zoo, quote, they've turned out to be the best parents in the whole zoo.
That is
that not the greatest story?
That is good.
But it gets better.
Okay.
And these penguins, by the way, I've booked for our March 12th show, so they will be calling in. The time difference is gonna be hell, but can I say hell?
Yes, you can.
Okay, cheers. I love this story. The road to parenthood for these two penguins, though, Becca, it hasn't been easy. According to the Daily Mail, the couple had to be separated from the rest of their colony in China's polar land after stealing other penguins' eggs. It's even better than this.
Oh, they're baby snatchers.
In fact, these two gay penguins were so cunning that they would waddle up to their unsuspecting fellow penguins and pull the good old switcheroo with an egg and a rock. They're not only the best parents and they're gay, but they're devious gay.
It's crazy.
I have used that technique at a bar.
Have you?
I have switched out like the paramour of someone's interest with me.
Wow, very sneaky.
So I just
I'm sorry,
love
Andrew.
These gay
I know
penguins.
You were actually chasing after some other dude,
but you got me, Andrew, and the rock went away. So I love the gay penguin story, and that just entertained me. And I'll tell you the gay foreclosure story,
yes,
too.
Yes, what's going on with the gay foreclosure
story? A planned LGBT retirement community in Palm Springs. Have you ever been to Palm Springs?
I have.
I've not.
Oh, okay.
I've never had coffee, either.
I know.
Yeah.
You've led a sheltered life.
Very. But here I am in Vermont. So it was promoted by Billie Jean King. Oh, we have to get Billie Jean King on our show.
Start sending emails.
That's a bit of a
pipe dream. If everyone on our Facebook page wrote
to Billie Jean King and said, listen, I know you've accomplished everything, but you haven't because you haven't been on this show, then we could probably get her. So please, everyone on our Facebook group, please do that. So it's become a victim of the nation's, the planned LGBT retirement center has become a victim of the nation's mortgage crisis. Land for Rainbow Vision. The Rainbow Vision retirement community, which I want to stay there now. I don't even want to. I just want to live there now. I don't feel like I want to wait. Was reclaimed this week by its lender in a foreclosure auction.
Oh, bummer.
Isn't it a bummer?
It is.
So the gays are not unaffected by the mortgage crisis. And yeah, that's how. This was going to be our economic story. I don't think we've ever had an economic story.
Wow, so we're just so with it.
I think we were just really on top of it. So, folks, if you're listening, there are 1.5 million ways to get in touch with us. And by that, I mean who during the show. You can give us a call at 802-246-6107. And it's so helpful that you moved that up there because now I can see. What folks can't see
head.
Is that it was right behind Becca's head, the information.
I have a big head, apparently.
So just a giant noggin.
That's right. But there are other ways to contact us, too, actually.
What's wrong with me? You can also send us an instant message, and our screen name is?
This Show Is So Gay.
That it is. Join our Facebook group. Send us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. Check out our website at thisshowissogay.com. And that's pretty much it. So we should play some of Sean's music.
Well, they could order our T-shirts.
They could. They could totally order our T-shirts.
We're going to have
really
tote
excited
bags
to play the song. And we're going to have tote bags.
Magnets already.
And we have magnets. So you go to Zazzle.com and you type in The Show So Gay. We're just hawking all our wares right now.
We are.
So what I've decided to do is arrange Sean's music in ascending order from slowest to quickest.
Okay.
He started out, and we're going to ask him about his song choices because I'm fascinated by them. So we're going to start out with this 80s classic.
And what is this?
Oh, it's an 80s classic. Are you ready?
So I'm sure everyone already knows it. Oh, yes, they do.
There you go.
All right, enjoy.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt like strapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone.
If you don't know, and I just don't understand how you could not know, that was Tracy Chapman off of her, I want to say, which I'm going to look before I make a mistake. Yep, off of her self-titled album, Tracy Chapman singing Fast Car, which kind of brought me down. I'm not as hyper, although I'm still laughing.
We're all hyper.
So can we? We'll do a not as happy story. You want a not as happy story?
Okay.
Okay. You just bring it down. Everyone out there, bring it down.
We're all bringing it down.
So I wish I had a better lead-in than the severe beating of a New York man. Sorry.
This is the story we've heard so far.
So the severe beating of a New York man whose attackers believed he was gay is part of a rash of recent attacks within the LGBT community. And now a New York advocacy group suggests the number of reported assaults may rise once they determine the numbers for 2008. And this gentleman's name, I'm going to butcher his last name. He was an Ecuadorian immigrant named Jose Sukujane. And it was the latest in a number of reported assaults. And it really is a tragic story. And Sharon Staple of the New York City Anti-Violence Project said the number of reported attacks against LGBT people increased by 24%. 24 freaking percent in 2007 over 2006. And those stats were expected to jump even more in 2008. Those numbers won't be available for a few months, but we'll talk about them when they're there. But what the hell?
And at that moment, I have to say, I have to thank my friend Ken Brown from Center for New Community, who wrote an excellent article about this beating and hate crimes.
It.
And yeah, you should search for it.
Oh, I didn't read it.
And he did a very good job of running it down. And I loved that it was tagged as foolishness in the search tag, along with hate crime. Other things. But
what the hell? I don't know. I'm so, like, post beatings of LGBT
That's
people.
That's why I love the tag was foolishness.
It's just foolishness. It's
Get
idiocy.
Over it.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Okay, this is probably the most awkward transition ever.
Okay.
Shout out to my cousin Melanie. Sorry, I know.
Melanie, we're
really...
glad you're not getting beaten.
Yes, that we don't want that.
No.
And not just to Melanie, but to Melanie's husband, Howie, and to her children, Jeremy, and Alyssa, and Hillary. I mean, that's a quality shout-out.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to this show is So Gay family.
Absolutely.
Forever immortalized on the podcast.
If you don't, you'll be alone. And like a ghost, I'll be gone.
All the single ladies.
Oh boy. I mean, if I wasn't hyper before,
yeah, it's now
a little,
he is.
It's a little watch off out the world right now. So I think it's time to welcome our guest.
It sure is.
Guest, are you ready to be welcomed?
I am definitely ready to be welcomed. Oh. How are you guys?
Well, now we're really hyper.
We're so good.
Because of Beyonce?
Yes.
Yeah, she kind of does that to everyone. She's like crystal meth in a song.
Basically, much. Yeah.
Okay, we have to introduce you first, Sean.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so if you could just hold on a second, man.
Sure.
Jeez. Sean Hollenbach is a stand-up comedian, improv actor, and songwriter. Sean is the host of Here TV's Busted, and is also the lovable, unicorn-collecting, Golden Girls-loving enthusiast, Jody Murphy on The Kevin Murphy Show. And I listen to Sean every week, every other week on Topical. Sean, welcome to This Show Is So Gay with Ken and Becca.
Oh, thank you, guys.
See, now, isn't it better after your intro?
That is better, yeah. I was just starting to tell jokes before you even started introducing me, which is fine, you know.
All right, Sean, yeah. We have good news and bad news. What do you want first?
Both.
You got to pick one, Sean.
Oh, bad, bad.
Okay. So the good news is, it's just better if I start with the good, Sean.
Sean, don't mind him. He does this to everyone.
Yeah, I just wanted to do the illusion of choice. So the good news is, Sean, we can play 3 out of 4 of your songs.
Nice. What's the one that can't be played?
Sean, the bad news is if we want to actually keep our show, the Wendy Ho song, not so much.
Oh, you can't play that one?
Not
unless
so much.
We run over a little bit, because as soon as it hits 10 o'clock, we're free to.
Community radio changes here in Vermont after 10 p.m., and we could probably play that song.
Oh, dear. Well,
welcome to Vermont, Sean.
Well, it's fabulous. It's very snowy up there.
It is. We had an ice storm the other day.
Oh dear, we had a snowstorm yesterday too down here in New York, but it's cleared up. It's pretty
so
nice.
So tell us what's going on in New York, because one of the things we complain about all the time is that we're up here on our perch of Vermont, and we have no sense of what's going on in the rest of the gay world.
At least you guys can gay marry up there.
We can.
No, civil union.
We can gay civil union.
It's gay civil union. That's good enough for me.
As all right.
Go see my guy in the hospital when he gets hit by a car or whatever. It's fine.
But, it's more like a snow plow. It's a snow plow here.
It's so, a liberal place in the city, in the United States, and we can't get married here.
Well, so what's the climate? We talked a lot about, around the, I'm not sure if you heard about Prop 8.
Yes. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
So around the whole Prop 8.
Least informed gay ever. No, of course, Prop 8. It's horrible.
It's horrible. So, but one of the things that we were curious about, we didn't see a lot of protesting up here because, again, it's Vermont, and we protest when they when the Birkenstocks go out of.
Or if you're Ken, you wear a big sweatshirt with the number 8
yes,
all over
about
it.
That, folks. But so
this week.
What's that?
I'll only recycle half this week.
Exactly. Exactly. But is the climate there in New York? We had a guest call in from California, and it sounds like it's just nuts out there, and it's commercials every other second. But yeah. New York is, I miss my
does
New
anyone
York.
Care?
Do they care
everyone,
in New York?
Everyone really does care out here, I think. But we're also a big city of single people, too. So we're like, none of us, you know, I think a great grand majority of the gays out here are pretty single. They're a lot in couples, but they're like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Can't get married, and I'll just keep going out and meeting new guys in every bar.
But, so there's no big Prop 8 rally at the Boiler Room?
There were a couple here. There was one at Lincoln Center by Mormon Church, and celebrities showed up, like Whoopi Goldberg was there, and Michael Musto and all these guys, and it was pretty big. It was very televised. And then we had another one down at City Hall. It was a rainy day, so what gay is going to go out and ruin his hair?
None.
Go protest? None.
None.
But you can count on the lesbians. Come on.
The lesbians were there.
Of course. I mean, they were camping out the night before.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Way to promote stereotypes.
That's what we do here on this show. We educate the Vermont community.
That's right.
What's going on in NYC?
What's the best sign that you saw at the protest?
Well, hell no, we won't blow.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Yeah. Oh, am I allowed to say that?
It's fine.
We are fine with that. Yep.
Can I swear? Can I?
Not so much.
Not so much. Okay, so no F-bomb.
Like
no...
daytime television,
yes.
Basically.
We are like The View. I'm Rosie.
You're Rosie?
I am.
He totally is.
Can I be the...
I'm Barbara.
Who do you want to be, Sean?
Bizarro Hasselbeck.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Bring it on.
Bizarro, like Bizarro Superman, who was like evil Superman, but I'll be like liberal... I mean, liberal. Well, you hear me on Topical. I'm like the crazy, super lefty left Elizabeth on that.
You're
show.
The communist.
Like nonsense.
They call you the communist on that show, Sean.
They do.
How do you feel about
that? We have a communist
that?
On our show.
We do.
That's right, everyone.
I think I'm very
start protesting.
Very much
now.
A socialist. I'm very much a socialist.
Well, that leads nicely because you know when I hear socialist, I think Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
So that can we get into some news with you?
Sure.
We have so much gay news to talk about.
Fire away.
All right. So allegedly, President-elect Obama nominated his first senior-level gay.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's Nancy Sutley, who's the out deputy mayor of Los Angeles. She's been named by President-elect Barack Obama to helm the White House Council on Environmental Quality. I kind of feel like we could have done better.
You think? You don't think a lesbian can knows more about the environment than anyone else?
I'm not doubting.
Camping all the time. I mean, they're like one with the trees.
I am not doubting her qualifications, Sean.
They're one with the trees.
I'm not doubting her qualifications. I just feel like, okay, so the one position that we got thus far, and I don't think there's going to be any others, is one that doesn't need to be vetted, which I think is awfully convenient.
Right.
And it's not even like I think we could have been a good Secretary of Energy.
Secretary of Curtains?
Curtains,
I don't know.
Secretary of Social Networking.
We could debate and say that Hillary is a dyke and lesbian, and we could go with that.
Becca's got her hand on her head right now. She's not going to. It's okay, Sean.
I can't say the D-bomb either.
You can. It's just.
I'm just not sure if we'll have our show next week.
They actually, you know, we will. They're going to let us on. We're the only gay show in Vermont.
That's true.
All right.
Yes.
I think we really are.
They count on us.
We are so cool.
Although I will say that his Secretary of Education pick, whose name I don't even know, supported the LGBT high school in Chicago that we talked about back when we first started our show a few months back. How do you feel about a gay high school, Sean?
There's one in New York. It's
Martin
Institute.
Patrick Martin, the Harvey Milk School.
Yeah, Harvey Milk School.
Would you have gone to a gay high school? Given the choice.
I would have had, but then it would have been more competition in the musicals.
Oh. And you made out fine as it was.
Probably.
What was your starring role?
I was the Scarecrow in The Wiz.
Ooh.
And it was all white kids in The Wiz. One Asian girl. Yeah.
That's kind of, I love that.
Ease on down the road. Yay, come on. Ease on down the road.
That's almost as good as when the all white cast of Once on This Island.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorites.
One of them has to go tanning and the other ones don't.
I have absolutely no idea
Becca's
what you're talking about.
Becca,
you don't.
What lesbian musicals can we do for you?
I'm just a pop culture nightmare.
What lesbian musicals can we shout out for you? There would be
probably,
some.
I don't know.
That's one of my. I'm a little disappointed. I'm happy that we have an out gay person. I'm disappointed that it's not higher level.
Well, I feel like we'll never have a gay president, though. Do you agree with this?
Wow.
Here's the thing. Maybe years from now, but I just did this short, and it's on YouTube right now in the YouTube screening room called Second Guessing Grandma. We're one of four movies that they show every 2 weeks, and they feature these great filmmakers. And the gentleman who directed my movie that I was in is Bob Giraldi. He directed Beat It for Michael Jackson,
sure.
Loves the Battlefield, all these great music videos. And
it is, isn't it? It is a battlefield.
It is. It really is.
But anyway, keep going.
YouTube because every movie on there has like maybe 300 comments. We have something like 1,400, and it's all a lot of gay bashing happening on the YouTube.
Aye.
So any of your gay listeners, go onto YouTube, look up Second Guessing Grandma, and just read them for a second, and just write something nice. Write something nice.
All the drama goes down in the comments.
It's true.
It's amazing. I've seen
no
some
pictures. They're anonymously throwing garbage on, you know, underneath your hard work, and they're, you know, not necessarily my hard work.
Well,
everyone who edited it and put it together and whatever.
Yeah, The Day Without Gays. I don't know if you went to that website or any of the comments that went along with that, but I heard a lot of people saying, "Let's just, I'm all for it. Let's have a year without gays, forever without gays."
Yeah.
Among other comments, but.
Right.
That's not awful. Well, one of my favorite stories of this week, which was exemplified by the comments, and you would almost think by reading the comments, this was the biggest gay news to ever happen. Okay? And it was, as you know, anyone thinks, well, the biggest gay news, it must be that they're letting the gay musicians from the Bay Area play at the inauguration parade.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Huge. So it's the first time, apparently, in American history that a gay and lesbian band will be marching in a presidential inauguration. From the comments, you would think it was the rapture.
The gays will be the only people left at the rapture, right?
Apparently.
Inauguration Day?
We're just trying to get good seats.
By ourselves?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God.
They're all gone.
The street people can go.
I can totally get into cafeteria now. No, it's fantastic.
I love to keep dropping New York.
I missed. Can you tell how much I miss New York?
He's like, oh my God.
It's pathetic, really.
He's
just throwing all the references down.
Well,
now.
Because it was moving from New York to Vermont.
Ken's
was
like,
me.
Oh, I'm so cool.
No,
I
it was
know
like,
New York.
Hey.
I've got
we don't throw down against each other here, Becca.
You do it
not
to me
all
the
guests.
Oh, okay, right.
All right. Sorry. But moving from New York to Vermont was like me going on Survivor.
Oh, wow.
That was my equivalent. But
I can't imagine that.
It's quite the transition.
He almost did go on Survivor.
Well, we're going to work on that. So
he
you
still
read
might.
He still might. So the comments were brilliant. The comments were brilliant. And my favorite comment was, quote, "The question is, what will they wear to this thing? The gays like to go naked and dress up like they're wearing nothing and do whatever the gays love to do to show their behavior." And, of course, behavior is spelled with O-U-R. So it's
yeah.
Canadian.
It's classy. That's what it is.
What do you, Sean, if you were able to pick the outfits for the gay band, go.
I would, there has to be a little bit of Mylar somewhere. I think it would be in their hat. And a body glitter is a must.
It's a must.
It's a must. And I want to see exposed buttocks.
I want to see This Show Is So Gay t-shirts.
On them?
On them.
Nice, huh?
With exposed buttocks.
Yeah, nothing
exposed
else.
Buttocks, yeah, of course.
That's it.
I mean, Prince can do it. Why can't the gays?
Prince can pull off a lot we can't pull off, though, Sean.
It's true, because he likes women.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We like allegedly here. So there was that comment that really entertained me. And then was this one, Becca, you could just put your head down for this.
This show really is
gay tonight. So one of my other favorite comments was this woman who asked so earnestly, why should a musical group be defined by the sexual practices of their members? And she wrote, this question is asked in all sincerity and with no malice. And she was answered, and it was just my favorite. Answered, hi, Krista. When anyone sees a music group of any kind, it is automatically assumed that they are heterosexual, that they are married, have children, and have a house in the suburbs. I don't actually think that's true.
I don't think that's true at all.
I mean, musicians. I mean, I went to a conservatory of music. I think it was pretty gay down there. But then our college president denied that people were gay there. I was like, come on, people. You have a musical theater program. What do you want? What do you think is going to show up?
So you think that the musical theater program at the gay high school is going to be particularly gay? What do you think they'll put on?
It's going to be gay. It's just going to be, I think everyone's going to be really talented. It's going to be a hard, cutthroat place to be. It's going to be like Fame, but worse.
Oh.
I wonder if the Harvey Milk School has musicals.
I don't think they do.
They probably don't have enough money.
They don't. They're always looking for money. And
viewers, donate to the Hedrick Martin Institute.
Yes. And also listeners should donate, too.
Yes. Of course.
Because it's a great school, and it's down there on Astor Place, and it's I actually worked.
Throwing these addresses. He's like,
well, because I have to say, I worked at that Barnes in Chernobyl on Astor Place, which I understand is now closed for 2 years. It's how I paid my way through NYU before I became a singing waiter.
Is that what you do now? You're a singing waiter?
No, I'm actually a dean at a college.
Ooh, nice.
The same deal, really.
it's very much the same skills.
Oh, it is.
I find that my daily life at the college...
Putting order, but still not forgetting your lyrics kind of thing?
Well, I find it, my daily life is quite a bit of Suddenly Seymour.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah, he's all flash, really, you know, and then the other servers have to come in and actually work.
Exactly. They're like, okay, he's playing Audrey again. So that's the deal with that. Sean, what should people be checking you out in now? What are you working on?
Oh, gosh. I'm still doing Busted on HearTV.com.
And you have to tell everyone about that, because I actually
didn't... And when are we coming on?
Oh, yeah, we want to be on Busted.
Whenever you guys get down here, I'll have you guys on as guests.
We miss you.
We'll be down there in, like, 3 hours, okay?
Give us an excuse.
Yeah, we need half an hour to get out of the show and 2.5 hours
there.
To get there.
So tell everyone about Busted.
Busted, it's a celebrity gossip show in bizarre packaging is what I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's always costumed and there's always a theme. And it's really, it has nothing to do with what we talk about. Like, for example, I was in a hot dog outfit.
How did that make you feel?
I loved it. I love it. I think our first couple episodes, we were just trying to find exactly what, you know, what's special about the show or what we like about it. And I have a really bizarre sense of humor, and the people here do too. So it just sort of worked out that we're just like, okay, what ugly outfit can I wear this week? Oh, it's gonna be hilarious. And so, what did I do last week? Oh, we did a press conference last week, a White House press conference, and I had a shoe thrown at my head. So
was it at least like a Prada shoe?
No, I think it was, well, the camera guy is straight, so.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was like a kid.
Nike.
Skechers at top.
What do you think about the gay gossipers? What do you think about Perez?
Perez?
Yeah.
I think he's funny. I like them. I feel like I'm not as snarky as them, and I'm not really necessarily that much of a gossip. I just like to write jokes about it. But.
Yeah. Because they can get pretty mean.
Who, I am?
No, not you. You're very nice, and you're very well-dressed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I can't see you in a... Oh, Becca's pointing at me. I'm not flirting with our guest, Becca. He's very
Andrew,
well-dressed.
Andrew, I got your back.
Yes, Andrew. I'm just saying he's very well-dressed.
Well, thank you.
That's all.
No, I mean, I think they provide a fun service. All my coworkers either read Perez or D-Listed or Gawker, you know, all those. So, but we send things around. It's hilarious. It's nice. It makes life a little nicer, especially for those Generation Y people who... have to work and do 8 things at the same time.
Wait, is that us?
Great outlet.
Are we Generation Y?
We're kind of borderline, I think.
Oh. Here, it's usually cut off as 1980.
Oh, crud.
Yeah.
And then what's before that?
Generation X.
Oh, cheers. Okay. Is there anything good to being in Generation X?
Yeah.
Flannel.
My press release age is in the Y.
You just stay away from the X.
I won't say, but yeah.
So we need to talk a little bit about your song choices, because you are only the second person, the second of our guests, you join the illustrious ranks of NPR's Ari Shapiro to actually send us song requests.
Really?
Yeah, the other people just don't do it, and we don't know why.
Oh, got it. I love doing it.
Yeah, so I will say the name of a song. You will tell us why.
Okay.
Fast Car.
Oh, dear. Well, I wanted something sort of lesbian-esque. I wanted to, like, round it out a little bit. Because I had, you know, Fast Car, I feel like every lesbian has that on her iPod. So I just wanted to, help out your
Becca?
Audience.
Becca?
I'm feeling very alone.
Is it on your iPod?
I think it is.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good job, Sean.
Right.
I think it is.
I know my lesbian music.
You've hit on something there.
I did.
It's Fast Car. I think back at your entire iPod when I checked it out was Fast Car and Constant Craving. And then remixes of them.
Oh, God. I want to hear a remix of Constant Craving.
I have one.
You do?
I'm sending it to you after this show.
And you have to put it on next week. If another guest doesn't send songs, just put it on.
Wait, no. I'm going to actually, because we're short a song for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to cue it up as we talk to you.
Oh, guess who has it on his iPod?
Oh, I totally have it on my iPod.
That's amazing.
We are going to cue up the Constant Craving, if you consent, because this is your musical selections.
Great. I think it's perfect.
Okay, so then...
You have two lesbian songs, you have a couple gay songs.
Yeah, and we try to balance it out up here. We try to be equal opportunity.
Yeah, I basically have to elbow my way in here, but I'm going to do what I can.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Fast Car. Beyonce.
Beyonce, all single ladies. I mean, I think it just inspired a nice bunch of guys dancing in front of the camera.
What about that guy?
The guy or the one in the scantily clad outfit?
Wait, what was the first one?
There was a guy who was dancing in his shower, and then his mom handed him a towel.
I didn't see that one.
It was on D-listed, so look it up. I think it's single ladies. I'm pretty sure. Or no, it's not single ladies. It's another one. But it was in those sort of like those. All these videos came at the same time. It was the fat kid, the guy in the scantily clad.
Yeah, the scantily clad guy. Talk about him. Do you know him?
Great. He was on the money. And I like the mashup when they edited.
They put them side by side.
I was really impressed. I was like, come on, dude. Way to go, dude.
And then he parlayed that into an appearance on the Bonnie Hunt show.
Exactly, yeah. Bonnie Hunt, huh?
I didn't even know she had a show until I saw this.
Not very good. No, I'm just kidding. It's amazing. It's amazing. I want to work for her.
But you'll go on it if she invites you.
Oh, definitely. I think she's a funny comedian, and I really like her.
Okay. Okay, so that was Beyonce. And then we'll be playing the Queen song later in the hour.
Yes.
Why that one?
Why? Well, sometimes I look a little like Freddie Mercury, so...
Really? I can't see that.
Freddie Mercury.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great song. I mean, any Queen song's great. I think he's an amazing voice. Tremolo's a little crazy, but he's a fantastic singer and one of the first rock singers to really come out of the closet, so... All and right. I'm waiting to do his biopic soon, so...
You are our pick to star in that biopic.
Please send it out. Send a press release out to everyone.
Everyone listening, right after you donate to the Hetrick Martin, to the Harvey Milk School, you need to write a letter to your casting agent.
Your screenwriters and say, Sean Hollenbach needs to be Freddie Mercury.
Okay. Because we regularly get emails from William Morris talking about our show.
All the time. Of course.
Yes, I'm sure you do. And just get on it, and you guys need to tell him.
William Morris has a really strong presence here in Vermont.
Yes, of course. It's like one of the top three states.
And then what about the Wendy Ho song that we can't play?
Well, I personally know Wendy Ho. We used to work together at a... at a birthday party company.
Oh, God.
Sean, how can you wait until now to tell us about the birthday party company?
Well, it's crazy. So we worked for this party company, and it served all these rich people and their rich kids, and it was just crazy. They had clients like Kelly Ripa, Jerry Seinfeld, and Hugh Jackman.
And what did you do for these celebrities?
We took them around the Central Park Zoo, and we took them around the Natural History Museum. I was like, some of these are a little bit of a bore, but I mean, it was crazy. They spent threw down tons of cash for these kids, and they're 1 year old, and we're trying to tell them what color is a polar bear's fur, and then everyone's like, all the kids are drooling, not even know what's going on, and the parents are like, oh, it's white. And we're like, if you pull out a polar bear's one hair of a polar bear's fur and put it to the sun, it's clear. That's right, it's clear.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like we're imparting education for the first time on our show.
We're learning.
Sean, you need to add educator next to all the labels on your website.
I will. And actually, I haven't written a song in forever, so I should take songwriter off.
Well, you could write a song about This Show Is So Gay.
I could. Maybe I'll...
We would totally appreciate that.
I'll come up with something.
We need the press.
We need that. We're pretty desperate for the press.
We're supposed to get syndicated any day now.
Yeah.
Well, I will send my emails if you guys send yours.
We will, hey.
Absolutely.
We will. That is a deal, Sean.
That's a threat.
So everyone should check out Sean's website. And you can actually link to Sean's website off of our website, thisshowisogay.com, and off the podcast, which I'm sure we'll have up in the next 48 hours. Because it's a long last name to spell, Sean.
It is. Just think Holla Back, but with an N and a CK.
And on that note, what were we about to play?
I had to think about that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and where should everyone see you next? So we should check out Busted.
Check out Busted. What else am I doing? I do the Back Room at Comics every Friday at 9 p.m. And we're off for a couple weeks because of the holidays.
Okay.
But
what are you doing for the holidays?
I'm going to Pennsylvania.
What's there?
My family.
Okay. Are you excited?
And scary people and racism.
Is it like Pennsyltucky, Pennsylvania, or is it?
I always say there's three parts of Pennsylvania. There's Philadelphia, there's Pittsburgh, and then there's Children of the Corn in the center, and that's
that's where you're from.
Yes, very scary.
Oh,
that's right. I'm from Jersey.
You're from the Jers.
I am.
We're all from the Jers, really.
Yeah.
I'm from the Jers.
That's
like,
it's where man started. That was the Fertile Crescent.
From down the shore, I think. It was really exactly, Point Pleasant.
Asbury Park.
Yes, Asbury.
Hey, watch it, guys. That's, you're
now
getting
you're
awfully
in her
close
territory.
To home.
How do you stay gay there in that area of the Pennsylvania?
Oh, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I couldn't say that I do that many gay things outside of just walking and talking. I mean, I really don't practice this much, that much gayness there.
Okay.
Well, I think practice your gayness there.
As we're doing, this is our hour.
I can't find mates. Let's
oh,
say that.
Yeah, oh, no, I can't imagine the Craigslist is too active there.
No, oh, geez. It's blank.
Though you could come at Research
this site,
Vermont.
Yeah. This site under construction. Sorry.
Exactly. Is I M for M what?
I don't
What's
know.
That?
Is,
I don't understand.
Is that Amish for Amish? I don't know what that is. Sean, it's
for Mennonite. Yes.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
New Jersey, it's just
You're already
mensch
in
for
my
mensch.
Head.
Sean, it is just an absolute pleasure to have you on our show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I had a blast.
Can we have you back one day?
Yeah, please, anytime.
Okay.
Okay, but you have to promise not to make so many pop culture references.
Oh, sorry,
because
Sean,
the lesbians
I should have warned
out.
You.
I'm a nightmare.
The
I don't
lesbian
know.
Gets, and I will stop with the New York references.
Oh, well, no, I
well, New York I can deal with.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and talk about, you know, going to the Fez and then jumping over to suddenly Sondheim, because you just don't know.
Right, exactly. But
I know a lot about New York, actually,
I can't drop, like, Kate Pazakis in a sentence and
no.
have you know. I know, Becca. I know.
Then I'm lost.
We'll work on it. Sean, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Ken and Becca. This is so much fun.
Everyone
oh,
should check out
soon.
Sean's website and support Sean in his bid to be Freddie Mercury.
Because we super appreciate the fact that you just offered us your couch to stay on when
yes.
we come down.
Yeah, anytime, guys. I mean, if you don't mind staying in Inwood, which is really far north, but yeah, you guys are more than
really
is that
far
one
north.
Of those other boroughs,
as in Vermont.
Is Inwood one of those other boroughs?
No, it's in Manhattan. It's in the most northern neighborhood in Manhattan.
Huh. So what you're saying
is nosebleed when I go up there. Hilarious. Like yeah. No.
We're going to check that out one day. Sean, thank you so much. We're going to queue up a little Constant Craving remix that we're dedicating to Sean.
We are.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Have a great night.
Have a
you
great
too.
Holiday.
You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Did I not say that there was a constant craving remix, folks? Am I a man? Am I word?
And while we were at
while we were playing the constant craving remix, we got our first international call.
Oh my gosh. And was it ever an
international
call?
Was it ever international? So we would like to give a huge shout out to our listeners in Tokyo. How international are we?
We kind of rock.
So, hi, Steffi in Tokyo. And hi, Sarah.
I'm guessing Sarah's a child. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
You're getting...
In my head, she's saying hi back. So
okay, we'll go with
that
it.
That's true.
Those are our first callers from Tokyo.
Those are our first callers from Tokyo.
I hear we're big over there.
Oh, my gosh.
We're huge.
We are huge in Tokyo. That's actually some of our biggest demographic. So thanks to Sean Hollenbach, who called in, and we'll thank him later. So wait, but there's more news.
Okay, bring
did you
it
see
up.
Any news that you wanted to talk about?
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So the UN, which apparently is the United Nations.
Okay.
Okay. I learned. 50 countries have already signed the new United Nations Gay Rights Statement, which seems like a no-brainer for every Western nation to participate in, except for one nation that has not yet signed the declaration.
Would it be us?
Vermont?
Well...
I think
we
Vermont
are a
is its own nation. That's I firmly believe that. It is indeed the United States.
Oh, fabulous.
So the Council for Global Equality says that the statement will, quote, call on all governments around the world to ensure that sexual orientation and gender identity are not subjected to criminal penalty, and that individuals are not executed, arrested, or otherwise detained because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. But the U.S. has not signed. And my favorite part... No one knows why. So, Tammy Baldwin, I don't know why I'm pointing at you. Tammy Baldwin, who is an out congresswoman from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Shoot. It's Tammy Baldwin, who
rocks,
we adore.
And who is and probably coming on the show
who
soon.
Will be on our show, is starting to nudge people and say, hello, U.S., can you please sign the declaration that... all the other countries are signing because it just makes us look bad. If our show has any effect on the world, U.S., please sign that declaration. We endorse it.
We do.
Okay.
I don't know that we're legally allowed to endorse it, but we're going to go with it anyway.
But UN, it transcends everything.
It's
You're true. Right, we can't endorse it. But if we could, we would. Anyway, so the other story that I saw out there, just put your head down on the desk. I don't know why I'm hyper, folks.
So this is why we need to be syndicated, preferably on satellite radio where we can say whatever we need to.
Because I'm not so good with the rules.
Because, yeah, we're going to get in big, big trouble.
And we're going to start making our show downloadable.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're just going to wait.
We're just going to go for it?
We're going to go for it, and we're going to wait to get sued. So odds are if you're listening...
Let's not do that.
You won't get named. You're totally going to get named. Our last names aren't anywhere on the website, so I'm just not worried about it. Wisconsin. Sorry, Matt, our loyal listener from Connecticut, has affirmed that it is indeed from Wisconsin. Thank you, Matt.
Yay, Matt.
And also shout out to Matt. Sorry. And then the other news that I saw out there. I'm full of news. I'm full of something tonight.
You're full of something. That's right.
So there was the Prop 8 story, and LGBT groups have begun efforts to put a repeal of Proposition 8 on the 2010 ballot. So this one group announced Wednesday that one of their methods to work against Proposition 8 is that they're going to air 5 30-second commercials to run throughout inauguration week in January, and the group is gettoknowmefirst.org. And I totally know that I should be okay with this. And that's it. So it's these spots about, oh, let's put a human face on the gays, and then you won't vote for Proposition 8 again. That it just rubs me the wrong way.
You don't want to be seen as human, huh? You've got a problem with that stereotypical.
We're gay. We're meta human. We're just so beyond that. No, I don't know. I just kind of feel like I would like to see.
You're really tired of educating.
I know.
People.
Get to know me first.org. Yeah. I would rather see whydoyoucare.org. I'm just sick of justifying it. I know, gosh. I feel like right around 9:55 every week is when I start losing my energy and getting angry. But I just kind of feel like, well, why do we have to put a human face on this? Why are people voting against this? What are your reasons?
Well, the thing is, there already is a human face on it, but a lot of people don't come out, and a lot of people don't know that they already have a brother, sister, cousin, uncle, best friend.
What do you think about, like, come out wherever you are? Should people just come out if they're gay? Well, we talked about this. You should only do it if it's safe. Yeah. Well, there's that. Because I was reading... Oh, and I meant to talk to Sean about this, and I completely
forgot. But it also spirals. I mean, you have to keep in mind that the more people who come out, the more...
The more human face it'll have.
The more of a human face it'll have, and also the more people who will be directly touched by it in their lives. So... Yeah. It spreads.
Well, there's a huge article in Newsweek, and I completely forgot it in the apartment. And I know the apartment's just across the street, and I could really run and get it and be back before our show ends, but I won't. Carly, shout out to Carly, told me about this. It's the front cover of Newsweek. Is a whole article about... I don't think it actually says what the Bible actually says about homosexuality, that's what the name of the story is, but that's essentially what it is. That the article is... amazing. It's really, if you are going to use the Bible, if you actually read the Bible, it supports same-sex marriage more than it's against it. But so Carly told me to read that, and I was really interested by it. But what I was more interested by was the next article. And the article right after that was about these two women who were in a relationship for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And the one woman in vitro fertilization got pregnant. And she had the baby, and her partner caught the baby, and she was there when she was inseminated in the opposite order. The one woman, the biological mother, got religion and then decided she wasn't gay anymore, and told her partner. And it's this apparently huge lawsuit that everyone knows about except for us, I guess. The non-biological mother is suing for her rights. And it's just this crazy story. And what I was thinking about was, okay, so you're in a relationship for 12 years, and then your partner says to you, Becca, good morning. Good morning, Becca. I'm not gay anymore.
Yeah.
And I hope that you find God. What would you say?
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens a lot, actually. Unfortunately. I think it happens the other way, too. I mean, I was in some long-term relationships with men.
And then you... Oh, okay. So this is an equal opportunity thing.
I think it is, yeah.
Matt, what would you say? Matt is our...
12 years and a kid later, I mean...
Gosh. Matt, our loyal online listener, we want to know what you would say if your partner suddenly turned to you after 12 years and said, I'm not gay anymore. Because that's, I can only imagine that would be a little nuts.
It might be a good time to suggest counseling.
Yes. And it happened to Melissa Etheridge as well. Yeah. I read her book one day.
I think there's a lot of pressure. I mean, in the world, it's hard to live as someone who's either gay or lesbian. And I think sometimes people decide the cost is too high.
Yeah. I just can't imagine. I cannot imagine if I woke up tomorrow morning and Andrew said, oh, hey, did you walk the dog? Oh, also.
I'm straight now.
I hope you find God. And Matt would be devastated. He just told us that online. And people can send us an instant message at that's our screen name. Sorry, thisshowisogay. And we're actually overwhelmed with the instant messages.
We're going to need to hire an assistant.
Oh my gosh, do we need an assistant?
We should call the local high school and see if they have an alliance.
Do they have a gay straight alliance there?
I don't know. We should find out.
I don't know.
We can get an intern. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, we want an intern. If anyone online wants to be our intern, the pay is amazing. You can get
hugs,
a t-shirt,
an adult beverage after the show,
perhaps, and a magnet.
Well, I'll hand you a six pack because I'm going to bed. But.
So So Matt was saying that he would be devastated, but at the same
time...
Well,
not if you're in high school. Wait a
minute. Yes, no. Wait a second.
That's not what I meant. I meant, you know, if you're over 21.
But Matt was saying he would be devastated, but at the same time, he wouldn't want them to be unhappy. And we should also say that we say hi to Allie and Gary, who are listening to us in New York. And hi to Allie and Gary, who saw the film Milk, which isn't yet playing up here in Vermont.
I know you keep promising to take me out on a date.
But Gary said it's an uber good film, and it was not nominated for the Best Picture for the Golden Globes.
No.
Sean Penn was nominated, and Josh Brolin was nominated, but it was not nominated for Best Picture, and a lot of people didn't understand why. So I'm anxiously awaiting the show where we get to come in and say, we saw Milk and we want to talk about it.
But absolutely.
I'm determined to wait until it plays in Vermont and not to run down to Massachusetts.
I've already called our local theater 3 times.
And what did they say?
I've basically pretended to be different people. Not yet, but it's coming.
We're like on the edge of doing that.
I know. I should just go in there with like different wigs.
Yeah.
Come on. You have a bunch of wigs hanging around your house, right?
We have none.
Whatever.
We could put the dog on our head, and that's about it.
Your dog hates me.
And gosh, so many of our listeners saw Milk, and they're all saying it was fantastic. It's oddly like the end of our hour, and I don't even understand how that's possible. And yet there it is.
And it is.
So folks have been listening to WVEW LP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. As we mentioned earlier, there's so many different ways to get in touch with us. We would love for you guys to send us topics if they're LGBT topics that you want us to talk about on the air, or if you want to call in and talk about them, just send them on over to thisshowissogay@AOL.com. The Facebook group is just...
It's taken off.
I'm pretty impressed. Couple hundred people on there, so
and people have been telling their friends who are telling their friends, and thank you all for doing that, because
so like the
get the good word out.
Please get the word out. We want to hear from more folks and talk about more issues. The lineup in the next couple months is just, I said it in an email today, and I've never used the word before, and I feel like now I can use it. The lineup is redunculus.
It is.
It's just crazy. So next week, on next week's show, we have Netta Ulaby, who's the arts and culture reporter from NPR. And I chuckled because,
we're just
again,
merging with NPR.
Fantastic. Yes.
Any day now, we'll have our own segment.
Yeah, we're going to say that. And I guarantee by tomorrow morning, we'll have an email from someone from NPR, some sort of cease and desist.
No.
Can you please stop mentioning our name? Because you're really not affiliated with our broadcasting
network.
No,
we're not affiliated with NPR, but we love them.
So you should check out thisshowissogay.com, because there's so many guests coming up. So next week is Netta Ulaby. January, there's a ton of folks, including Michael Bastian, who's just the most amazing fashion designer and said to be, if not already, the next Ralph Lauren. Our Lady J, who is just
Huge. Brilliant,
is the first week of February. We have all these other folks who are going to be on, so it would be silly for you to just listen tonight.
That's true. Stay tuned.
It would just make sense. Check in with the website
for the podcast when you miss us. And
we want to wish everybody a very gay holiday. We will be on next week. Becca's
going to
hopefully
I'm going to try to call in from Houston, my very, very Republican conservative father will probably be in the car with me. So this should be interesting. But maybe I'll just put him on the air.
As the Jewish host of our tandem, I will be here in the studio because I have nothing else to do on Christmas Eve. So we will be here next week, but we wish everybody happy holiday if you can't listen in, and hope that you'll listen in on the podcast.
Please do.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We're going to play Somebody to Love by Queen, which was a pick of Sean Hollenbach, who we want to thank enormously for calling in, and it's going to play us out. So happy holidays, everybody.
Take a look in the mirror and cry.
What about
want your daddy yell. I have spent all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody, can anybody find me? Somebody to love. Every day of my life, I work till I ache my bones. At the end of the day, I take home my house.